Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Saturday edition of the show. You're invited. If you want to join us here, the toll-free number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. Been hoping to hear more stories about business owners just going ahead and saying, you know what, freedom is what matters here. My freedom to do business, to help my employees and my customers. I should be able to do what I want. I'm going to open my business. And
shouldn't need permission from a government, that's
right,
for sure.
Right. Screw the consequences. Well, somebody tried that out in Maine, and we're going to hear more about that story. Captain Kickass, you've got that here tonight. It's Ian and Captain Kickass in the studio, but we're going back into your phone calls and thoughts here as well. Plus, I do want to invite you over to the Discord. I just had a listener ping me on Telegram, actually, of all places, and said that... He wanted to get connected to places where people are discussing things. You know, he's a listener of Free Talk Live. And I said, you know, it's actually Discord is probably the best place to go.
Yeah.
Where there's more discussions happening related to or not related to Free Talk Live.
24/7.
Bunch of different channels, lots of different people talking about various different things. There's a channel called On Air Chat, which kind of tends to follow the things that happen on the show, but not always. And then there's other channels like cryptocurrency or goldbacks or...
There's a whole channel for just coronavirus.
There's a whole memes channel as well. So, yep. You know, hop on in there and have fun over at discord.lrn.fm. You should get the Discord app, although they do have a web version. I recommend grabbing the app. It just makes it a lot easier. It's a nice-looking app, and it works pretty well. You get your user account created, and then just in your browser, just type in discord.lrn.fm. Press enter, and it should pop you right into our chat server, and then you're good to go, and you can have all kinds of cool conversations with interesting people there, and it's free. So let's go back to your calls and thoughts here. I think Graham's still on the line in Pennsylvania. So, Graham, you were calling in. You were saying that you were able to find another job, amazingly, as you know, many people have just gone on to unemployment, but I wasn't sure what you were kind of building up to or what your point was, so go ahead. Graham in Pennsylvania, going once. Sounded like there was somebody there. Graham going twice. All right. Well, thanks for the call. Let's go to John. He's in Dover, Delaware, listening to WDOV. Hello, John.
Hello. I just wanted to say how sad and ashamed I am of everybody right now.
Everybody?
And how ridiculous. Excuse me?
You said everybody?
Just everybody as a whole, the way how tame. You know, the American man has become in the last, I would say, you know, 10 to 20 years that everybody's just going to go ahead and wear these ridiculous looking masks in the store, man. It looks ridiculous. We ought to be wearing clown shoes with the masks that they're forcing us to wear. It's absolutely ridiculous.
I wouldn't be surprised.
The reason to wear a mask in the first place was to stop the curve so the hospitals did not get overwhelmed.
That's what they said.
Hospitals aren't overwhelmed.
The hospitals, many of them are shut down.
Let's get back. Excuse me?
I said many of the hospitals are shut down just because there's no work. They're not even allowed to do elective procedures in most states.
This is ridiculous, man. It's unbelievable.
Well, I do want to say this, John. I don't want to say that people are ridiculous necessarily for wearing a mask. I mean, maybe some people have legitimate fears or reasons for it. I mean, you can wear whatever you want. I don't care. I'm not going
to
judge somebody for that.
To wear it in the store. If I don't want to wear one, I shouldn't have to wear one.
Exactly.
Right.
Yeah, I'm with you there. What's ridiculous is a mandate, which, by the way, now Massachusetts apparently has a mask that is mandatory. According to MassLive.com, which is a major news site down in Massachusetts, Charlie Baker, the governor there, signed an executive order Friday requiring residents to wear masks in public, including people who take public transit and grocery shopping. Now, does it only require residents to, or is everyone that comes to Massachusetts?
Yeah, if I'm not a resident, can I go without a mask?
Well, here in Delaware, you can't go in anywhere in a public store anywhere at all without having a mask on.
Now, wait a minute. When you say that, is it an order from the government, or is it something that these businesses are doing?
Order. Anything that New York does, and New Jersey does.
They go with it.
The smallest state. They're just a bunch of Democrat copycats here, too, man. It's all the same old story, dude. I'm sick and tired of it. It's way overreach, man. These
people are insane.
Overreaching. Nobody's fighting back. I'm surprised the BRICS haven't started going through the windows yet. In the 90s, people wouldn't have taken this stuff, man. What do they got these people putting something in the water that's taming everybody out, making us soft and weak, man? If we let them get away with this, this is a test. They're testing the waters right now.
Oh, yeah. It's going to get worse.
And they're doing a pretty good job, guys.
John, I appreciate you being fired up about this, man. I'm on board with you, and I thank you for the call.
I share many of his sentiments, and the culprit that I tend to point to, generally speaking, as to how did this occur, of course, is public education.
Government education.
By public, I mean government. And that's the thing about the word public. Whenever it's used by government, it doesn't mean public. It means government, right?
That's what it means.
Public parks are government parks. The public works are government works. Yep. Public education, it's government education, right? So if you want to use correct terminology...
Yeah, public's like a euphemism almost.
A euphemism for government. But I point to 12 years of indoctrination.
It's more than that.
You know, well, thereabouts, right? It's 12 years to get you started.
Kindergarten, 13 and, if you include college, kindergarten. Add another 4 to 6, and then, 2 to 4 to 6.
And then everybody who pays attention to any branch of the mainstream news, whether you're, on one side or the other side, that kind of a thing, you're watching Fox News or you're watching CNN or whatever it is, that is reinforcing all the indoctrination that has been pounded into your head over the time that you spent in the public school system. And that's why everybody feels like they need to pick a team when you don't. The only team you need to pick is freedom. Team freedom.
It's true. Let's go on and talk to Mark. He's in South Carolina. Mark, you're on Free Talk Live, listening to WTMA.
Hey, y'all.
Hey, what's on your mind?
The other guy kind of hit on it a little bit. What I was calling about was the whole thing about shutting down everything was the mitigation on trying to keep it from overwhelming the healthcare system.
Right.
Well, now that all the numbers have come down, there's no reason for any of it anymore.
Well, there's no good reason that you can see, but government has plenty of reason to not only continue, but make things more difficult for folks to return to the old normal because they want to institute this new normal.
Yeah, well, I think that they need to call it the COVID-19 because that's the real virus that's been unleashed on us.
The what?
The COVID-19.
COVID? Government.
Oh, gov. Yeah. Oh, yeah, Mark. It's definitely the government is a virus. It is the fear that is the real virus here that they want to infect you with, and that way you will think you need them to keep you safe, which, of course, is the main marching order out there. It says, stay home, stay safe. And it's like, no, I'd rather have my freedom. Thanks very much. I don't want to have this government safety.
You know, I drank 19 Coronas the other night. I couldn't leave the house.
Thanks for the call, Mark. I appreciate it. Toll free numbers 855. That's a lot.
19. I wonder if Corona is gonna, come out with like a 19 pack now.
I don't know, but they are shut down for the moment, according to the government of Mexico, at least as of 2 weeks ago or something like that. Thanks for the call there. Let's talk to Robert. He's in Charleston, South Carolina, listening to WTMA. Go ahead, Robert.
Yes. What I'd like to say is that I see that there's a common element or thread that runs between yourselves and me and the government. The government, as I tried to say before, is working on your behalf to manage
things. No, they're not. Don't be lying out there, because that's just a lie. They're not working on my behalf. I didn't ask them to do any of this, sir. In fact, I oppose the things that they do. So don't talk about that. That's nonsense.
All right, well, look at it this way. The government will only go as far as you let them go. If your society is very well connected, the fabric of your society is very well laced together, the government would never dare go beyond what they think you will allow them.
Have you ever opened a history book, Robert?
I sure have. I've lived in different societies on four continents. I know exactly how it
works. You should study the rise and fall of empires and then see what you have to say about how government never or would never go over the bounds there.
Yeah, dude's full of it. Thanks for the call tonight. 855-450-FREE. He lives in some sort of a fantasy land where he thinks government is actually good and is helping people, and it's just not that way. It's a criminal enterprise from top to bottom, and they hurt peaceful people and threaten them, and that's how they get away with the things
over
they're
and over
doing
again.
Right now. Let's talk about what they're doing to business owners. Coming up.
Free Talk Live is now on more than 200 radio stations nationwide. We've had more than 18 million podcast downloads, and we claim millions of listens a month. We're a multimedia ad venue with print, email, web, and terrestrial radio marketing platforms. We strive to have ad packages that cater to advertisers big and small. Contact me today at marketfreetalklive.com to see what we can do for you. Marketfreetalklive.com. If you're a local advertiser, contact this station. But if you can service a national audience, contact me, marketfreetalklive.com.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. local.bitcoin.com.
My dog, Mojo, was half beagle and half coonhound. He ate everything in sight. He would swallow things whole, including a chicken carcass, a bird nest with a bird in it, and assorted stones and sticks. We had to take him to the veterinary emergency room. After surgery, Mojo had skin issues. He was constantly itching and scratching, chewing on his feet, and chewing the hair right off of his legs. Being irritated, lethargic, and just not the same dog.
DINOVITE.
When we put him on the Dynavite, he took right to it. All of these symptoms disappeared.
Dynavite is nutrition.
If you want the dog to be healthy, you got to feed it something healthy.
Something that he actually likes to eat. You need to put him on Dynavite.
Dynavite for life.
If you love your dog, you don't just want him healthy. You want him to be happy.
You won't believe how happy your dog will be.
DINOVITE.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
The Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on, so it naturally has antifungal, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-infection, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. But maybe more importantly, the Hebo Tea Club's original pure powdery Arco Super Tea builds corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer happens to die in oxygen. The tea is great for healthy people and can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The Hebo Tea Club's original pure Pau de Arco Super Tea is only $34.95 plus shipping. Order now at ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. That's ShopSuperTea.com or call 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free. 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Free Talk Live. You dial toll-free here. Bring up anything you want. Our number is 855-450-FREE like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We've got the Discord call-in line rooms at discord.lrn.fm. Live Saturday edition of the show with you tonight. It's Ian.
And the captain.
Also, do you want more businesses accepting Bitcoin Cash and Dash? Well, with AnyPay, you can now earn passive income for every purchase made at the businesses that you recruit to accept cryptocurrency like Bitcoin Cash and Dash via the AnyPay Cash Register app. You can download the app for yourself, try it out, you know, get a feel for how it works, add your crypto wallet addresses in the back end and test it out. Then when you're ready, install it at a real-life business in your area and tell them you did it over at AnyPayInc.com. That's AnyPayInc.com. And gotta love AnyPay, man. They're doing great work. Even during this COVID ridiculous crackdown, the AnyPay system is still useful. If you can't, like, we were just at Taco Biondo today on the way back from the protest in Concord, which, if you're just tuning in, was massive. There were several hundred people in Concord today outside the State House. They took the State House steps, armed people, people with signs, happy people. It was it was wonderful. But we went to one of our favorite places to get some grub, Taco Biondo, which accepts cryptocurrency. But they're closed. You can't go in. You have to put a phone order in, and then they come out and bring you the food into the parking lot. Well, I can't pay with cash over the phone, but I can pay with cryptocurrency through the AnyPay system. I've got a new website out called Energy City, NRGCTY.com, and it allows you to do remote payments. So I can pull up the payment pin pad for Thirsty Owl or for Taco Biondo or other ones, right? Anywhere else, there's places in Bangkok, places in New Hampshire. You can pull up the payment processor for any of those places that have AnyPay, and you can just pop it right into your phone's browser or your laptop or wherever, and then pay with your own wallet from a mile away.
It's so awesome.
You know, however far away you are, halfway across the world,
yeah.
I mean, if you want to. So it's really cool. All right, so check out AnyPay, AnyPayInc.com. Let's get back into the story here in just a moment. I do have Gopal on the line. He is on our Discord server. Mm-hmm. We got this story about this restaurant in Maine that was cracked down upon by the government gang. Go ahead, Gopal. You're on Free Talk Live calling from California first.
What's going on, guys? I'll tell you a Corona joke, but you wouldn't get it.
Somebody else told me that the other
day. That was me.
Captain?
Yeah, I told that at the nightcap.
That's right.
It's a good joke. I like it.
Yeah, so again, guys, I'm getting some weird responses from the Facebook normies out there. I posted this thing in support of the honorable memory of the Black Panther Party, this day in history in 1967, I believe. I learned yesterday during the Marianas edition that there was a entrance to the state building by the Black Panther Party, an armed entrance.
Mm-hmm.
And unfortunately,
in California,
it led to Oakland.
But that was back in the good old days when you could like open carry or something in California, because I'm pretty sure you couldn't do that today, right?
Yeah, that's true.
Right. Unfortunately, I think that had something to do with the end of open carry in California.
Okay.
But the point that I was trying to make was that I see some of the kind of far left media kind of saying that these Michigan armed people that are standing up for our right to a free market are terrorists, you know, and I think that these are some of the same people that might follow the Black Lives Matter movement when, you know, it was only some odd years ago when Black lives mattered enough that they could enter, you know what I'm saying? All lives always mattered. Black lives matter, of course. But I'm just saying how crazy it is that people have forgotten, you know.
Well, what you're pointing out is that these people are partisans. The people who are in favor of Black Lives Matter but calling the Michigan protesters terrorists, or might have been in favor of the black protesters from the Black Panthers in California, however many decades ago that was, that they don't see the similarities, that they're willfully blind to what the similarities are between these protests, and it's their partisanship that is the blindness.
Right, and it's an armed society is a polite society, and no matter what demographic, age, color, race, or creed, if you want to defend your rights. I think that's what should be celebrated. And you know, instead we get into a divide and conquer thing on Facebook. Oh, this is not the proper time to flex your white rights.
Yeah, I see similar sentiments, and I think you are aware that I spent a good deal of time, 20-plus years, in the Seattle, Washington area. So I'm familiar with the left coast and all that entails, and, you know, I've got plenty of normie friends that, you know, share the sentiments that you're sharing. You know, and to me, it's like, you know what, they're doing something that they care about. Right? They care about freedom. They care about their rights. They care about what's going on. They care about maintaining their businesses that have been closed for what appears to be no reason, you know, and that kind of a thing. And so at least they're doing something, right? It may not amount to much, but they're showing that they have some balls to go out and attend a protest instead of cowering in their homes, hiding behind their masks, and doing whatever the authorities tell them.
Well, both groups normalized an armed citizenry, and both groups, I believe, had those protests peacefully without firing those firearms.
Right.
So I thought that it's better to look at the things that the groups have in common.
Yeah. I got to tell you, the rally that we were at today, lots of guns, lots of, you know, what the lefties would call assault-style weapons, right, that kind of a thing, as well as, you know, many handguns, open carry, all that kind of thing. I never felt safer than I did today.
Mm.
Right.
Yep, it's true. Gopal, thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. He's out there in California right now, where there's actually quite a bit of protesting going on. It apparently wasn't just Sacramento. I was digging a little deeper into the story.
Good. Come on, California.
There's actually multiple protests in different cities around California with people, because it's a big state, right?
Yeah.
Like, it's not like here in New Hampshire where, it's an hour up the road to the Capitol, pretty much from wherever you are,
right,
except for the most northern part. But in California, according to the AP, they had...
Nothing would warm my heart more than to see California, of all places, begin mass protests.
Yeah, that would be awesome. And that's what apparently is happening. There's the Huntington Beach one that I mentioned to you previously, where they swarmed the streets, backing up traffic for at least a mile, because they weren't allowed to go onto the beaches.
Right.
Well, you don't want to listen to the beach, we're just going to stand in the street.
Yeah.
Now, I'm not in favor of backing up traffic. I think that's a poor form of protest.
Sure.
But people are mad. So another interesting story, Captain, you started it in the last hour. Mm-hmm. It was about a restaurant in Maine, in a town in Maine, that decided, the owner said he was going to open up. He did. And then within a day, the government gang came down on him?
Yeah, more than 150 people came to Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel on Friday afternoon after co-owner Rick Savage, that's his name, Rick Savage, great name, announced Thursday night that he would reopen in defiance of state orders meant to prevent the spread of the coronavirus.
Mm.
After learning that he'd lost the licenses around 4:30 p.m., Savage initially said he planned to keep operating the restaurant and just pay the daily fines that he would face. However, later in the evening, Sunday River Brewing Company posted a Facebook post stating that the restaurant would be closed until further notice. But, you know, the story...
So hold that thought. We got more coming up here. You can join us on the radio. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE. We'll get into this, see what he has to say, what happened, and why this approach didn't work. This is Free Talk Live.
Remember when you first heard about Bitcoin? How long did it take you to realize this little project would soon change the world? Do you kind of wish you had gotten involved sooner? Well, now is your chance to be part of the next revolution in money. Intercoin is working to finally make crypto go mainstream. It's designed to be scalable enough to support everyday payments and even elections without the state. Bitcoin was originally supposed to be a peer-to-peer cash system, the way we would all pay one another without having to trust any third party. But instead, over time, it mostly became a store of value. That's because every 10 minutes, the Bitcoin network must put all transactions into a block. And that block can only hold so much. If crypto is to become mainstream, for everyone to use it in everyday payments, we need a new architecture, one that's as secure as Bitcoin while being far more scalable. Check out intercoin.org to find out more, and maybe pick up some of those coins for yourself.
U.S. USA Radio News with John Hunt.
Joe Biden, the apparent Democratic nominee for president, denied a former staffer's claim of sexual assault and called for the release of any potential records related to the allegation, except those at the University of Delaware.
No, it is not true. I'm saying unequivocally, it never, never happened. And it didn't. It never happened.
In a written statement issued just before the interview, Biden called the allegations, quote, complicated, and said women deserve to be treated with dignity and respect.
Believing women means taking the woman's claim seriously when she steps forward and then vet it, look into it. That's true in this case as well.
The former staffer, Tara Reid, has asserted in numerous media interviews that she's filed personnel complaints with the Senate alleging she faced harassment in Biden's office. This is USA Radio News. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi and Senate Majority Leader Mitch McConnell issued a rare joint statement declining the president's offer to provide rapid coronavirus testing for senators returning to Capitol Hill next week. They said Congress is grateful for the administration's generous offer to deploy rapid COVID-19 testing capabilities to Capitol Hill, but we respectfully decline the offer at this time, wanting to direct resources to the frontline facilities where they can do the most good the most quickly. They also stated, consistent with CDC guidelines, Congress will use the current testing protocol that the office of the attending physician has put in place until the speedier technologies become more widely available. The U.S. military came out to show their support for healthcare workers on the East Coast. Fighter jets from the U.S. Navy Blue Angels and U.S. Air Force Thunderbirds continued to draw people outside as today they flew over Atlanta, Baltimore, and Washington, D.C. in honor of those healthcare workers. This is USA Radio News.
This is a pandemic survival alert, and the most time-sensitive messages you will hear this year. You still have time to plant a one-acre crisis garden and secure a supply of your own nutrient-dense food. But time is running out, and it's one deadline you don't want to miss. Who should plant a crisis garden? Individuals, families, churches, communities, anyone or any group that sees hard times ahead. Let's face it, even the mainline media is talking about food supply disruptions and the growing number of grocery store workers who are becoming sick. But there's more. Meatpacking plants are closing, mile-long lines at food pantries, and more farmers now in financial trouble. The truth is, growing nutrient-dense vegetables this summer may be the single most important thing you do. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com and watch the new video to understand what we're really up against. Get free bonus seeds, special quarantine reports, too. Don't wait. Every minute counts. Go to SurvivalSeedBank.com. That's SurvivalSeedBank.com.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-453. That's 855-453.
Free Talk Live. Live Saturday edition of the program. You're invited.
We'll do it live.
We are doing it live.
Oh, yeah.
Just without the profanity. And we can do that here.
Sadly.
855-450-FREE. Because we aren't completely free. On the radio, but mostly we're still free in the United States to complain, at least at this point. Thankfully,
yeah.
We still have that freedom.
So far.
You don't, however, have the freedom to own your own property, because they'll take it from you if you don't pay property taxes. Oh, what's that? Your renters aren't paying right now?
Mm-hmm.
Well, I suspect the government isn't going to give you a break.
I suspect right? that as well. I've not heard that they are going to,
nope.
So...
The property tax bills here in New Hampshire where
really high.
Especially in Keene, which is where we're doing the show from, they're particularly high here. They happen twice a year here. Not every town. I think some towns are once a year, but here it's twice a year. So the first half is coming. That's coming up this month. That bill's going to be arriving, and I suspect it's not going to have a little note.
Got to pay your protection money
included that says, oh, we're so sorry about this lockdown. We understand it's been really hard on you out there, so we're going to go ahead and cut your property tax bill by half.
Yeah.
Or suspend it entirely, and that's not going to happen, but yet people out there are not paying rent left and right.
I'm curious how many government agencies have been furloughed, laid off, closed down as a result of their own mandates and coronavirus and that kind of a thing.
I suspect that if they're furloughed with pay.
I suspect none.
Yeah, which can you have that? Furloughed with pay? Suspended with pay?
Yeah.
It might be more accurate. But let's get back into this story here, Captain Kickass, because I think it's really interesting, and we'll talk more about this business in Maine that actually opened its doors, a restaurant. There was I saw the photo in the story from Bangor Daily News, literally a line of people outside, down the road, down the street in front of this place who wanted to come in and just sit down and have a meal like they used to be able to. But I do want to tell you one thing before we do that, and that's about Divvy. It's a next-generation wallet coming from Divvy. In just a few taps, you'll be able to spend, earn, store, and exchange digital money in seconds. Divvy says you'll be able to send money around the globe in only a swipe and instantly exchange between Divvy, Bitcoin, and fiat currencies like the dollar, right in the mobile app, and withdraw directly to your bank account. There's no need to wait, though, as Divvy already offers the first one-tap solution for earning passive income with their multi-tiered masternodes, allowing anyone to earn by supporting the Divvy network. When the new Divvy wallet launches, because of their relationship with Western Union, Divvy will be in 200 countries, including the United States. You can learn more at DivvyProject.org. That's D-I-V-I, DivvyProject.org. So where do we leave off here in this guy?
So this guy, Rick Savage, he's the co-owner of Sunday River Brewing Company in Bethel, Maine, defied the order to stay closed. And apparently more than 150 people came on Friday afternoon after he announced Thursday night that he would reopen in defiance of state orders meant to prevent the spread of coronavirus. After learning that he'd we covered that, they yanked his licenses. So what happened is frustration with the state's coronavirus-related business restrictions has been growing in some circles, but the restaurant's deliberate act of disobedience appeared to be the clearest example yet of those tensions boiling over in Maine. Although the restaurant initially said it would open at 4 p.m., it started serving food after people showed up around noon.
Nice.
Yeah.
You don't want to turn away a customer.
In defiance of a March order from Governor Janet Mills that barred dine-in restaurant service.
Mm-hmm.
By 4:30 p.m., the crowd of diners lined up around the building, as you pointed out, on Route 2, and had grown to a peak of around 150 people waiting in line by 6 p.m. The restaurant says they had served roughly 250 people, according to an employee of the restaurant. This guy, Rick Savage, who announced the restaurant's opening in defiance of the order on Fox News Thursday night,
mm-hmm.
while criticizing the Democratic governor and reading her cell phone number on the air, I like this guy a lot,
yeah.
said that he was not worried some of the diners coming from areas with more documented coronavirus cases would spread it in his restaurant. That was partly because he was enforcing distancing guidelines that other businesses have adopted during the pandemic.
Mm-hmm.
He says, if Home Depot, Lowe's, and Walmart can do 6-foot spacing and be open, then his restaurant could as well. That's a quote from him. Mm-hmm. And I can't disagree with him on that.
No.
Right?
I mean,
why is distancing okay for some businesses to remain open but not others?
Yeah, I mean, he's making a good point there, but it still is sort of like a, oh, look at me, I'm willing to obey these rules, I'll do social distancing too. If it were me, I put a sign up on the door saying, enter at your own risk,
yep.
and then you can sit wherever the hell you want to sit.
Your body, your choice,
yeah.
right?
If you don't want to take that risk, go somewhere else.
Yeah.
You go eat at home.
So he said, I really don't believe it at this point. When asked if it might be dangerous to let those diners into the restaurant, I'm not a medical expert. I serve food, you know, said Rick.
Mm-hmm.
As for the many diners standing less than 6 feet from each other while waiting for a seat, he said, I can't tell them where to stand and what to do. We're America. If they want to isolate, they can isolate.
Good.
This guy's spot on. Violating orders made under the governor's emergency powers are punishable as a misdemeanor crime. And the deputy director of the state's liquor regulator said Savage could face a penalty if he opened to dine-in customers. However, Savage said earlier that he did not think he would lose his liquor license because he decided against serving booze on this particular Friday. He violated the state's orders with hope that other businesses would decide to join him so that he could support his 65 employees, he said.
Wow.
And I'm sure they're hurting, right, having been closed for 6 weeks or whatever it's been. In general, there appears to be support for the restrictions Mills has put in place.
That's the governor.
Yeah, the governor. She has received high polling marks. I keep hearing this about these governors.
Yep.
They're polling high. Well, who the hell are they polling that they're rating this high?
That's a good question.
You know? Supposedly 72% of Mainers saying they somewhat or strongly approve of her handling.
But that's, the thing is, Captain, we don't run in those circles, right? So we don't hang out with people generally who think differently, you know, significantly. We don't associate regularly with people who are like, please tell me what to do, government. I want to know what you, I don't know what to do. I can't take care of myself. It's too risky. It's so dangerous. I need some bureaucrat to tell me everything. We don't hang out with those people. Yeah, so I hope that you're right, and I hope that these polls are skewed and that they're finding somehow an obedient class of people to respond to these, and that are, they're not indicative of what actual average people think.
Yeah.
You know, if you go to the protest that we went to today with several hundred people attending, you'd think that there's a significant portion of people who are in favor of freedom still, but it's hard to really judge what the truth is about that stuff.
And just to sort of wrap this up here, the hospitality industry has hammered a plan released by the Governor Mills this week that would limit restaurants and hotels well into the summer. The crowd that turned out to Bethel on Friday afternoon was also vehemently opposed.
Nice.
At one point, diners waiting outside Sunday River Brewing Company gave Savage a round of applause when he emerged from the restaurant. In interviews, some said they had come to support his operation because they disagreed with Mills' order and felt that they would be too onerous for the tourism industry. The fact that some of them were more elderly and at risk from the harmful effects of the coronavirus didn't deter them. Most of the cars in the parking lot Friday were from Maine, but a handful had plates from other states, such as Massachusetts, New Hampshire, New Jersey, and even Florida.
All right.
Just after they had reached the front of the line, Tom Bailey, age 60, and his 34-year-old son, Galen, expressed similar frustrations about Mills' orders and said they had come to the restaurant to show solidarity. The Baileys run a family campground with 750 sites in Scarborough, they said, and they worry that most out-of-state families won't be able to justify taking a vacation when those orders call for 2 weeks of quarantine in Maine. They also said it would be possible for businesses such as theirs to responsibly open without contributing to the health crisis.
Okay, but the bad part of this story, because it's like mostly a very positive story about the people coming out to support him, the 150-plus people that were waiting to get in, the hundreds that were served, and then they just sort of mention in here that, oh, yeah, and he lost his health and liquor licenses and decided that he was going to close until further notice. So there was this big to-do about reopening, and all these people came out to support him and show their support and likely would have continued to support him. And then once he lost his health and liquor license, he's like, well, I guess that's it.
Yeah.
And that's going to be...
Well, he originally said he was going to remain open and even after that, but then didn't.
Yeah, so now he was cited as a co-owner, so maybe his other co-owners were like, look, dude, we got investment here, we're worried. But that's the problem. Like, if you're going to go out of business, why not just go ahead and do it anyway? It's Free Talk Live.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system product.
products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunityforlife.com.
We've all seen and perhaps use the alcohol-based hand sanitizers. Have you noticed how it dries your skin, and as soon as the alcohol evaporates, it's no longer effective? GCNteam.com has alcohol-free antibacterial soap and foam meeting or exceeding all requirements set forth by the United States Food and Drug Administration. Come to GCNteam.com, keyword antibacterial, or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans, nonprofits, and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll-free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. You can bring up anything you want right here. The toll-free number is 855-450-FREE, like freedom. That's 855-450-3733. We have the Discord call-in line rooms. They're over at discord.lrn.fm. Feel free to jump into any of those, and we will join you in there. You'll sound almost like you're sitting here in the studio with us. Tonight it's Ian.
And the Reverend Captain Kickass.
We will go back to your phone calls and thoughts. And then I've got a video clip of the guy you were just talking about.
Rick Captain Savage.
Kickass. Yeah, Rick Savage, who was
Savage AF
outside of his business, which is a restaurant in Bethel, I think it was.
Bethel, Maine.
Sunday River Brewing Company. He was defying the state orders to stay closed. He went ahead and opened up, and more than 100 people came out to support him in that and buy some food from him. And so the state then retaliated by pulling his so-called health permit
and
subsequently
liquor
the liquor license as well. So we'll see what he has to say about that in his own words coming up here in a moment. But first, we go to the phones to your calls and thoughts. Maybe you know of a local business owner or a business owner anywhere that is challenging these ordinances or challenging the governor's orders. I want to hear about these people. They deserve some attention. They deserve some media.
Yeah.
And
let's see some defiance.
And they certainly deserve some business. Man, if there was one that I knew of around here, I'd be there as often as I could.
You bet your babushka.
Let's talk to Jennifer in Vegas. You're on Free Talk Live watching us on Twitch. Hello, Jennifer.
Me and my husband met you last summer driving around New Hampshire, and we wandered and saw you out in your patio.
Cool.
I just wanted to say I watched Tucker Carlson last night because he had that guy on that you're talking about, Rick Savage.
Yeah, I heard
also
about that.
He had a barber on named Juan from, it's called Primo's Barbershop in Vacaville, California. And he said today that he was going to open this morning, or he had opened yesterday, and because I saw people getting their hair cut. He said, I've just had it, you know, and I'm just, so I appreciate that people like that. And I just wonder why more people are not doing that. And one thing that I think is that, like, I'm a professional. I can work at home on the web. Mm-hmm. And a lot of people have sent their employees home to work from home.
Mm-hmm.
And guess what? They don't have to commute. They get to be home with their family. It's all good. So, like, hey, they're having a good time at home, right?
Well, I can say for certain that sometimes people don't do a thing until until they see others doing it, right? There's something called the second man. And in any social movement or social revolution or any change in society, it takes balls to stand up and defy an authority and do a thing, you know, in spite of whatever's being told that you must do. And so the hope here is that this will inspire what we call the second man to stand up also and also defy, right? So the more of these stories we get and we hear, the more it will inspire others to do the same, and hopefully we can turn this thing around.
Yeah, well, to answer your question, Jennifer, about why you're not seeing more of this, why there aren't any second men out there, is because business owners, I mean, they're wonderful people in that they put a lot of effort and time and risk and took money and possibly, you know, will never get it back, like if the business fails or whatever. There's incredible risk involved, I get it, in opening up a business. But none of them got into business with the intention of crossing the government gang.
Right.
Because they know that if they cross the government gang, that there's going to be men with guns who come into their business and shut them down. So this guy, in Mr. Savage in Maine, he got a liquor license. He got a health permit in the first place. And so the fact that business owners have been so obedient up until this point is why we're in the situation we're in.
Yep.
And business owners, again, they got into business to do business. They want to help their customers. They want to provide a service. They want to provide a product. They don't get into business to challenge the status quo of governmental regulations. They're just like, oh, well, this is the cost of doing business. I have to jump through all these hoops. I don't want men with guns to show up and destroy everything that I've created. Well, now some of them have finally rationally come to the conclusion that, well, I am being destroyed by obeying this government edict, which says I have to stay closed, or maybe they'll let me open, but I can only do takeout if you're a restaurant or whatever.
Right.
But
yep.
That's a fraction of you know what they were doing before. They can't employ.
One quick thing on masks.
Yeah.
One quick thing on masks. So we don't wear masks here in Las Vegas. We haven't been like told that we have to, but some businesses are saying, like, please wear them. But if we have to, we just got from Amazon, but they held back our order for 2 weeks because it wasn't essential. We got the Guy Fawkes mask, Halloween mask. And if they make us wear a mask, we're wearing those.
That's awesome.
That's what I'm going to do, too. Yeah. Thank you, Jennifer, for your call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you. And, but, you know, to get just a little further on this topic of why, you've got business owners who've now been pushed. This guy is a great example in Bethel, Maine, who've been pushed to the point where they're losing so much money and so much opportunity because they have to be closed and or forced semi-closed or whatever, that these guys are finally, some of them have rightfully come to the conclusion that if I don't do something, meaning violate the government's orders and reopen my business anyway, I'm going to lose my investment. I'm going to lose my business if I don't get customers back through the door immediately.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, still, most of them aren't willing to go up against the state because they know what's going to happen.
Yeah.
On one hand, they don't want to lose their business, but they'd rather, you know, jump through the hoops if there are hoops that are jumpable, which is why you see them all go, well, I'm willing to do 6-foot distancing. I'm willing to do all these things that you tell me to do, cloth masks and all of this. I'm willing to do what I can. Yeah. Just let me reopen. I'll be obedient. Just let me reopen. And it's kind of a pathetic thing for the most part to see it happen. It's hard for me to blame a business owner for trying to avoid having a crackdown on their business, but that's honestly what they've got to be afraid of. Beyond whatever negatives they're going to get from the obedient customers out there, or no longer customers, but the marketplace out there, there's a pushback that comes against these businesses too. So, like, there's support, but there's also pushback and people who will hate them for reopening and blame them.
So don't shop there. That's the whole premise of market, right? If you don't like what a business does, don't do any business.
But that's
with them.
The other thing, Captain, is that a lot of business owners don't want to take a strong position on anything. Yeah. Right? They are afraid, especially in little towns, they are afraid of alienating significant portions of potential customers.
To your point, they're facing
extinction.
They're facing obedience and remaining closed and losing their business, or opening in defiance of the government and losing their business. Either way, they're losing their business.
That's right. So if you're going to lose your business, why not go ahead and open? Well, maybe one reason why, and you know, from our perspective, you should, but maybe one reason why this guy decided to call it quits after saying he was going to continue operating in the face of losing a health permit is because he realized that eventually they're going to hit him with so many fines every single day that he's going to be unable to satisfy those fines, because I don't think you should pay the fines either. I'd like to be clear. If you get hit with these fines, I think they should be ignored. Mm-hmm. But what happens when you ignore the fines?
Well, it's like any other law, right? Every law is a piece of paper with a gun hiding behind it, right?
That's the thing.
So if they start issuing him fines and he continues to ignore them, eventually costumed men arms are going to show up. These are known as policemen. Costumed men with guns are going to show up and attempt to kidnap him. And if he resists that,
they will kill him.
They purport the authority to end his life.
Right.
Over some fines, over trying to do business, trying to keep his 65 employees employed, to try and feed his family, to try and provide a service that the public obviously wants based on the reaction that they had to him opening.
Let's go to Barbara. She's listening in Something Beach, Florida. I'm not sure what. Where are you, Barbara?
I'm in Ormond Beach, Florida.
Ormond.
Just
all right.
North of Daytona. Yeah,
go ahead.
Daytona.
You're on Free Talk Live, listening to WNDB.
Okay. You know, I've been trying to be, like, politically active, so to speak, but I'm really becoming very turned off by this, quote-unquote, great nation of ours, as far as the earth as well. Like, 100 years ago, you could probably plant a seed, it would grow. Now, our whole planet, our soil is anemic, our people are sick. Literally, physically, mentally, we're all going nuts, you know, and thanks a lot to our government for that, because what they sell out to medical people, what, 75 years ago or so? And that it's all been downhill since then. Who can we trust? We can't really trust these bastards. We cannot.
No, we can't trust the government.
We have to stand up for human beings, because you know what? Not all of us have the money to go move to the moon right now.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? We just can't.
Well, especially
now.
It's
unfortunate. Yeah.
Plus,
there's,
like, no air up there, so we kind of have to move to the moon.
Who knows? That's what they've told
us. But, yeah, they've got a lot of people who are stuck in sort of an impoverished place, right? And they're going to be even more. And thank you, Barbara, for your call tonight. These workers, you know, who many of whom, they're not going to want to go get a job again because now they're on unemployment and or welfare or collecting a check from the government, which, of course, benefits the government. So if you impoverish somebody and then you get them on the dole, then they become a welfare, you know, recipient, whether that was their intention or not. They can get hooked on that. Even if they didn't, even if they went in with the best of intentions, they may not, you know, still have their independence when all is said and done. We're coming up here. Hour 3 is next. Free Talk Live.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com. Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamel Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Do you feel like many of us? All the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.